Have you ever noticed that some people's brains are wired to think one specific way? I mean, no matter what you say, they can relate it to one specific thing. I'm talking about that guy who always has a sports analogy, or the history buff who always whips out this random fact at the weirdest times. I have a friend who speaks Harry Potter. I love her dearly, but there are times that I have no idea what she's talking about. My brain seems to default to cancer these days, but my true passion is business. I love talking about business. I love helping people organize and structure and grow their businesses. I simply speak business. I can take any topic and translate it into a business tip and vice versa. As a matter of fact, today's podcast topic was sparked by listening to the Straight Up podcast by Trent Shelton. Welcome to the Caregiver's Guide to Cancer podcast. This podcast is hosted by Amy Dover and Jose Rosa. I, Amy, am or was Jose's caregiver, depending upon what episode you're listening to. You see, the thing that frustrated us most about our new journey was the fact that there really wasn't a guidebook to tell us how to get through it. While this podcast won't be a complete guidebook, given that everyone's diagnosis, treatment, care plans, responses, etc., are all very different, it is, however, our sincere hope that you find nuggets in the stories told that will help you to navigate your journey as a caregiver. Now, here's our disclaimer. The content that you will hear in this podcast are stories of how others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. We would be more than thrilled if you found a nugget that you believe would help you, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. The topic of his podcast had nothing to do with business, leadership, or support. It simply sparked something. And here we are with a business talk about caregiving. Well, not exactly. It's more like handling your caregiving like a boss. If your boss gave you a big project, you already had a full plate, what would you do? Would you do your best to do it all yourself, even if that meant late hours, working beyond healthy limits, and potentially burning yourself out? Most of us would say no, it's not possible to get it all done in 24 hours a day and still have time for yourself, your hobbies, your interests, oh, and by the way, your family. Well, my friend, think of cancer as a big project that just landed on your already full plate. Just as you cannot complete a big project at work alone, you cannot be the sole caregiver to your loved one. You can be the primary caregiver, but being the sole caregiver is virtually impossible. You need to build and lead your cancer support team. Right now, I'm working on developing a cancer action plan. If you're listening to the replay, the link is in the description. If you're listening in real time, we're going to build the basics old school and give you something that you can walk away with today. So right now would be a great time to grab a pen and paper or your laptop to jot down some notes and some quick to-dos. If this were a work project, you'd create a project plan that includes things like schedule, budgets, and things you need to get done, otherwise known as dependencies. Then you'd start looking at the action items on the list and start prioritizing. The items that absolutely must get done land on the critical path, meaning that your whole timeline and success gets delayed if these action items do not happen. These items are things like getting to and from the doctor's appointments, and meals. The items that fall outside the critical path still need to get done, but won't really affect the success of the project. These are things like the laundry, cleaning, yard work, and all the other little things that happen around the house. These action items can be done at any time, likely by anyone on the team, not your key employees. In case you're not tracking and your brain doesn't compute business quite this way, you, my friend, are a key player. And you should not be spinning your wheels on things that other team members could be doing. Oh, and if I didn't make this clear yet, you also are not responsible for all the critical path items either. Instead, what you want to do is start to build your cancer support team by categories. Here are your three categories. Number one, critical support. Number two, necessary support. Number three, caregiver support. Number three may come as a surprise, but you should know by now that I'm not going to leave you out of the support equation. Category number three is where you're going to outline your self-care. If it fuels your soul to go to book club or to go get a mani-pedi, or for the fellas if you want to go play a round of golf or maybe play in a bowling league, build it into your schedule. Don't stop living because your loved one has cancer. That's not good for anyone. Just as you cannot work 24/7, you also cannot be a caregiver 24/7. You will burn out. You will exhaust yourself, and you won't be able to give your loved one the very best of you. I mentioned needing a pen and paper. Now is where you want to make three lists. Make three lists based on those three categories. List number one is category number one, critical support. List number two is category number two, necessary support. List number three is category number three, caregiver support. Now that you have a list defined, you're going to want to quantify the work or attach it to a schedule. Once the action items and the schedule are outlined, you're going to share this with your friends and family. Listen, they want to help you. They're waiting for you to tell them how. Let them sign up for tasks. Let them sign up to spend time doing some of the category number two items, maybe even the category number one items. Soon, you'll see assigned names next to tasks that aren't yours. The absolute best thing you can do now is focus on the critical items, love in on your cancer patient, and show gratitude for your new team. The content in this podcast consists of stories of how we and others have navigated cancer and caregiving. It should not be taken as medical advice. If you found a nugget that you believe will help you and your loved one in your cancer journey, we are thrilled, but please first discuss it with your medical care provider before implementing it. This podcast is brought to you by Larrick Point Consulting. Larrick Point guides business owners in developing streamlined operating procedures. For help developing new workflows and even outsourcing operational activities, visit them at larrickpointconsulting.com. If you like what you've heard today and want more, be sure and subscribe so that you get alerts for new episodes. Until next time, Jose and I are sending you much love and prayers for healing.